Identifying data elements and methods for data analysis. The data elements that should be collected depend on the event being monitored and the statistical measures used to analyze the data. To use time and personnel resources efficiently, data collection should be limited to only those elements that are needed to identify a case and determine whether the case criteria are met for the condition or event being studied. Data collection is an integral part of any surveillance program and requires a large daily time investment by an IP. Therefore, IPs should draw on their interdisciplinary team for collection support. Frontline staff can facilitate the timely collection of a broad range of relevant data. Though IPs may experience resistance to activities that take frontline staff away from direct patient care activities. Alternatively, support staff may be hired at a more economical rate or other means, such as internships for students, may be used. For an infectious event, the following types of data may need to be collected. Case name, sex, age, unique identifier such as medical record or account number, unit or location in the facility, physician name and service. Date of admission, date of onset of infection, type of infection, date of discharge, transfer, or death. Clinical and laboratory, information needed to determine whether the case definition is met, results of laboratory and diagnostic tests specified in the case definition and dates performed, sites and dates cultured and organisms isolated, antibiotic susceptibility of significant isolates, clinical signs and symptoms specific for the infection being monitored, risk factors for the infection being monitored, host factors such as underlying conditions and diseases, surgical procedures and date performed, surgeon, use of intravascular catheters, including date of insertion, duration of use, vascular catheter days, catheter type and body site, use of a urinary catheter, including date of insertion and duration of use, urinary catheter days, mechanical ventilation and dates and duration of use, ventilated days. Data requirements related to selected data analysis methods. Before data collection is initiated, the statistical measures that will be used to analyze the data must be determined so the requisite data can be collected. If rates or ratios will be calculated, the values corresponding to each numerator and denominator must be defined, and the appropriate data needed to calculate each rate or ratio must be collected. For example, to report device utilization ratio for indwelling urinary catheters, the time boundary must be identified, that is during the first quarter of the year, and both the count of patients with an indwelling urinary catheter and the number of days each patient had the device must be collected. Key point, whenever possible, data should be expressed as rates or ratios that are calculated using the same methodology. Nationally validated surveillance platforms may enable a standardized rates or ratios, which allow for benchmarking to other organizations using the same definitions. This allows an organization to compare its rates with those of another organization or a recognized benchmark. In some cases, the data collected will be converted into a compliance rate. For example, if there are 10 total steps required to complete daily room cleanings and 8 of those steps are observed to be followed, then the compliance rate would be 80%. Number of observed steps divided by the number of required steps. 8/10 = 0.8 = 80%.